Oh, no doubt. It's a racing accident, as they would say. Okay, let's go to some off-the-track stuff right now. We're going to start in the Xfinity Series. It was not a good week for Jeb Burton. Richard Petty Motorsports, a team that Jeb drove for, temporarily suspending its Xfinity team, leaving Burton without a ride.
Yeah, you got to feel bad for a guy like Jeb Burton. I think he's a very talented young driver, and I think a lot of people tend to forget the type of success he had in the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series when he was driving for the old Turner Scott Motorsports and eventually made his way over to Thor Sport Racing. Just another sponsorship incident where Jeb Burton is in the wrong place at the wrong time. I mean, the fact that he was actually having a pretty good season up until this point is one thing. He had a couple of top 10s and was running pretty consistently inside the top 15 and top 20 for the most part. And then Jay Stryker, the team's primary sponsor, had to, just fail to pay the team. They failed to pay Richard Petty Motorsports. I just feel bad for this entire organization. I feel bad for Jeb Burton. I feel bad for the King that, right now, they really don't have that much of an involvement in the NASCAR Xfinity Series. And let's also not forget that Burton was actually running the top 12 in points when this occurred. So he would have been in the chase. Right now, he's 13th. He's on the outside looking in, but he doesn't have a ride. Where does Jeb Burton go from here? I don't know. I think he's got a lot of options. The fact that he had a chance to run for Go Fast Racing in the NASCAR Sprint Cup Series yesterday was a pretty good blessing. And he put that 32 car inside the top 30, which I think for a team like that, that doesn't get a whole lot of attention from week to week, that's a pretty solid day. Plus, Jeb Burton really kept his nose out of trouble despite finishing one lap down. But again, I hope that this team can work themselves into a situation where they have a sponsor that's willing to pay them, and they, at least are very truthful in paying them on time. So, again, best of luck to Jeb Burton and what he, whatever takes place next. I hope he stays in NASCAR, whether it's in the trucks, Xfinity Series, or maybe in the Spring Cup Series, but I'm hoping for better things to come. I hope Jeb Burton puts himself into a better situation in the future.
Let's hope so, too. He had a rough... Of course, he did run the Sprint Cup race yesterday, but we'll see what happens with Jeb Burton in the near future. Now, 2 years ago, we thought this was over. After the Chase race at Texas, Jeff Gordon, Brad Keselowski had a little bit of a altercation, let's put it mildly. Gordon gets mad at Keselowski. Gordon, I think, makes contact with him. He thought, it might be over. Well, it got reignited in a weird way yesterday, where Brad Keselowski apparently accused Jeff Gordon of being biased in the broadcast booth after Gordon pointed out one of Keselowski's adjustments. Matt, it's just... The first thing I thought of when I read this, Matt, was that Brad Keselowski is driving the car. Why does he care what Jeff Gordon is saying in the TV booth?
Yeah, it's funny. You mentioned the whole Jeff Gordon, Brad Keselowski incident in Texas. I was thinking the same thing before this conversation started. I mean, it's bad enough Keselowski found out about it. I mean, yeah, he has every right to say, to speak his mind, which is just a thing that we're, accustomed to seeing from BK nowadays. I mean, look, if Jeff Gordon has something to say, whatever he said, he's in his first year as a color commentator, and I think it's a bit of a learning curve for him. I think he's done a great job in the FS1 booth and, working alongside Mike Joy and Darren Waltrip. But, I mean, he pointed something out that was, a very important factor in where Keselowski finished. I mean, body modification. One of his crew members accidentally was, he was trying to fix the tire and he accidentally slammed in the passenger side of the car, and NASCAR said, you guys got to fix this. I mean, Jeff Gordon had every right to point it out, but Brad Keselowski, he just keeps on speaking his mind, and like you said before, Seth, I just don't think that incident from Texas a couple of years ago is over with. So, now, hopefully Keselowski will go to a census. Maybe he'll apologize. Maybe he won't. Maybe he'll have a talk with Jeff Gordon in terms of what he said. Or maybe Gordon will call him up and try to explain to him what he meant by what he said. Jeff Gordon's a forward driver. If he sees something important, then I think he has every right to point it out on a broadcast.
I agree 100%. I mean, I don't think he was intentionally trying to make Brad Keselowski mad. He was just making us pointing something out on the broadcast, and it was an important part, like you said. But drivers sometimes. Moving on to the NASCAR Camping World Truck Series, and a familiar name to you Truck Series fans, back in the series for Red Horse Racing. Welcome back, Hermann Quiroga.
Yeah, Viva La Quiroga. good to hear about this. When I first heard about this, I'm like, where's Hermann Quiroga nowadays? The fact that Red Horse Racing and that entire organization is giving him an opportunity to run a truck race is great. I mean, kudos to Tom. I hope I'm not butchering the last name, but I hope it's Deloach. One of the co-owners of Red Horse Racing. I think that's a pretty significant event going on for Quiroga back in the Truck Series. You know, back where he was doing all he could to try and get that first career win while driving that 77 truck, I believe, with Red Horse Racing. So, hey, welcome back, Herman. Hopefully, he can provide us with some fireworks in the Lone Star State this Friday night.
Let's hope so, too. I was wondering where he went off to. I mean, last year, man. 2014, he did everything but win. He did rattle a few cages. I can think of the incident with Eric Jones at Gateway, but I can also think of that thrilling finish at Canada with Ryan Blaney. That was he was so close to so many times in 2014. Hopefully, he'll do well with Red Horse Racing. And our final truck news and note, John Hunter Nemechek has a sponsor for this weekend. Can you fill us in on that?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. Let me pull up that article. So, Nemco Motorsports, this was announced yesterday that they announced a relationship with Fire Alarm Services Incorporated. So, they're going to be sponsoring the number 8 truck this Friday night at Texas. And, like we talked about before, Seth, this is a driver who's very talented, but he's driving for a family-owned team that's having trouble trying to find sponsors. So every time we see a sponsor on the hood of that car, that's always a good thing.
I agree 100%. So it's great to see John Hunter Nemechek with a sponsor on that truck. Like we said before, we always wondered why he didn't have one. Well, he's had one at Kansas, and he has one this weekend at Texas. We'll preview that truck race at Texas along with a Cup and the Xfinity Series races at Michigan with Matt after this short break.